If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Matthew chapter 23. Praise His name. Matthew chapter 23. Amen. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. The Bible says this. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left but you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the Lord went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another, it shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Praise the Lord. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, when the conditions are right. Amen. When the conditions are right. Now, we're looking for a soon coming Savior, and the Lord was teaching here, He's instructing here about the things that's coming. Now, we see a Savior that's sad. Amen. Here in verse 37. The Savior is sad because he's come to Jerusalem. He's come to these people. He's come to offer himself, and they reject him and deny him, and they won't receive him. He said he come to receive them. He said, but those that have killed the prophets, those that have killed those that's come before, he said, you won't receive me. So he's weeping, he's crying, he's sad over this nation of Israel. But God, he said, and because of that, he said, your house has become desolate. Now, desolate means that's something that's without. And he said, what you have here, you have a whole bunch of houses without the Lord. Amen. You have a whole bunch of houses. Now, they had a pretense of religion. And Brother Charles touched on this morning. They had a semblance of religion, but they didn't have the real thing. I want to say there's a whole lot of religion in the world, and religion can send you to hell. But I want to say there's a truth and a hope and a help in the Lord Jesus Christ that'll save you by His marvelous grace and bring you and call you unto Himself. We can have the help that we need, praise God, and we get that from Lord Jesus, praise God. So He said that they would not see Him again until He come. Amen. They were looking for a Messiah. I want to say today, listen to me. I was telling them earlier that there's a group of young people, a group of young people in Israel that are believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Multitudes and multitudes are receiving the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, and they're being saved. They're becoming Messianic. They're Jews 100%, but they're Messianic Jews. They believe in the Messiah. They believe that Lord Jesus Christ has truly come, and they're believing on Him, and they're being saved. They're being saved by the hundreds, young people. See, as the world we live in, they'll say, well, the young people don't matter. The young people's too far gone. I won't say that's a lie of the devil. Amen. Praise God. If the Lord Jesus Christ is presented to them and they become saved, praise God, they can be believers also. Amen. If we're going to get a change, we're going to have a change. And the change is going to take place in our hearts, and it's going to take place in these young hearts that they come up and know the Lord Jesus Christ in that free part of sin. So we see this thing playing out. Lord's brokenhearted because of unbelief. You remember, could you imagine what would have took place if when Jesus come, everybody would have loved Him and received Him? I'll tell you what would have been happening, praise God. It had been a utopia. It would have been like everybody says it ought to be. Amen. Praise God. It'd be people that love each other and care for each other. It'd be neighbors loving neighbors and families loving families and children and families and people getting along. Amen. Imagine that. It would have been a world, praise God, where we could love one another as Christ loved the church. Amen. But they was looking for a millennium. They was looking for a time of peace and happiness. And he said, "You won't have it now till I return." I want to say this morning on authority of the Word of God, praise God, that He's soon coming. Amen. Does everybody believe that? I hope everybody believes that this morning. Jesus is soon coming. It's not going to be long, praise God. He steps out with a shout and a trumpet and to come up hither, and we're going to get to see Him, praise God, when He comes. I don't believe we're all going to die, Brother Josh. I don't believe we're all going to go by the way of the grave, praise God, until Jesus calls us out of here. I'm looking for a soon come Savior. I'm looking for a shout and a trump and a come up hither. Praise God, I'm ready to go, ain't you? Then it's not going to be too long. Amen, we're seeing it's playing out. But he said, "I would have called you to myself. I would have took you under my wings like a hen or chickens or chicks." But praise God, said you would not. And then he comes down in verse 25, chapter 24, and they begin to ask him questions. He tells them about the temple and how it's built. But he said there's coming a day that they won't be one stone. Now we know that this already happened. This took place in 70 AD when the temple was destroyed. The temple that was there then was totally, absolutely destroyed. And it was took to the ground. And they ask him this question. They see this and they ask three questions. The disciples in verse 3 and said, and as he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" So they ask him three questions. They ask him, when shall these things be? When is this going to come past? When is this going to happen? Amen. It wasn't that they didn't believe it wouldn't happen. They was looking for a time. They wanted him to set them a date, to tell them the date. Do you know, realize if we had a date and a time that that the Lord was going to do what He said He'd do, that we'd play around and we'd play church and we'd do everything else, amen, until the day before, and then we'd try to get right with God. Amen? That's just a time that you know. Hey, don't look at me like that. That's just the attitude and the character of people. Amen. We would play around till the day before, and then we'd try to get right. I want to say, praise God, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day we ought to get in. Today's the day we ought to be loving the Lord. Today's the day that we ought to be looking for Him. Amen. Amen. We ought to be expecting Him to come. That's what Luke said in 18:8. He said, praise God. He said, Jesus said, "When I come, will I find faith?" He's not talking about saved people. He's talking about faithful people. Amen. Or to be faithful people, praise God. Looking, that means that we're looking for the Lord to come. We're expecting Him. Amen. Praise God. We get up every morning. We look out, praise God, to see if there's a special cloud in the sky. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus is coming. So they ask Him these three questions. Amen. But the question is, when the conditions are right, Jesus said, "I'll come." Amen. When the conditions are right. If we look around the world today, praise God, we see the conditions lining up. We see the conditions for Jesus to come, praise God. And if we see the conditions getting right, we better get right. We're living in a wicked world. Amen. A wicked, wicked world. But the Lord answered them. Here's the answer that He gives them. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." He said, listen, what you got to be first and foremost, praise God. Hey, he said, the conditions will be a time of deception. Deception will be rampant. There'll be a falling away. Hello? Amen. Amen. Everybody I talked to at churches were just about full before COVID hit in, and now they've just about dissipated to their, it's just a scattered few, and about everywhere you go, everybody you talk to, praise God, they just went away. It's like some of the congregation, like a frosty snowman on a summer day, praise God, they melted. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Those used to be strong and stout and solid. Amen. But all of a sudden, they just melted away. You couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, they're going somewhere else." No, they're not. They're sitting at the house or down at the lake. Amen. Praise God. They're not getting help from God. It's just there's a falling away, praise God, and they folks has got caught up. And I believe what it is, they realize that we're living in life that they don't know because they've been taught, praise God. But they said, you know, let's run and play and have fun before we melt away. Amen. I don't know why. I got thinking on that yesterday, that frosty, the snowman scenario. And it reminds me of Christians today, praise God. And we're just melting away, but there's a falling away. God said it'd be, He said there'd be an unfaithfulness in the end. He said unfaithfulness would abound in the day and hour we live. That it was coming. Amen. How, can you see it? Amen. Folks, it's not faithful to God, not faithful to the Word, not faithful to the principles of the Word. And we get away from God and the Word and the principles of the Word. Praise God, we have nothing left. Amen. And we wonder why our society and why our children are going the wrong direction. They ain't got nothing to go to. Amen. We need that steadfastness in the day we are. Amen. He said there'd be a lot of falseness that come, a lot of false things. There'd be false prophets, amen, deceivers that would come along and deceive them. He said it would be a rampant thing. We see in verse 4, it says, take heed no man deceive you. He said, for many shall come, verse 5, in my name, saying, I am Christ, shall deceive many. Amen? That's what we're saying. He's verse 11, he said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Amen. False prophets. They said, oh, you don't have to go there. I hear people all the time say, well, preacher, you don't have to go to church to serve the Lord. Amen? No, but you need to go to church not long enough. Pray God to get your cup full so you can have something to pour out. Amen? If you go out in the world with an empty cup, pray God, you ain't going to have nothing to give out. But he said, that's why we need to come to church, praise God. We need to get in the Word of God and the things of God, the people of God, and get encouraged by God so we can go into a lost and dying world, compel them to come in and give them just a little bit of what we got. Amen. It's like a car down the road, praise God. If you're sitting on the side of the road and you're out of gas, you ain't going to be able to help somebody that runs out of gas, pulls in front of you. Amen? You ain't going to have nothing you can share with them. But he said, praise God, if we're a child of God and we're loaded up, amen, we know what truth is and we stand upon it, glory to God, we get our cup full, our tank full, praise the Lord, when somebody comes along and says, well, hold a minute, I'll just siphon you some out. I'll just give you some of what I got, praise God. Hey, it's high octane, it'll get you down the road. Praise God, I want some of that high octane, don't you? I don't want none of that. Some of that stuff that's watered down. I don't need none of that ethanol. And praise God, I want the real stuff. I want that white gas. Or God, I want that rocket fuel, praise God. That'll stir down in your soul, praise God, and put a fire in you. And get you so excited about how good God is that you can't wait till you get to down the road somewhere so you can tell somebody. Amen. If you stand in a store, in a line to check out, and as you stand there, Holy Ghost, the God's a stirring on your soul, and you get all antsy. And you wait and you hold, just hope they'll speak to you so you can unload the whole cart. Amen. And they say, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right. I said, praise God, God is good. He's given us a good day. Praise God. He's blessed me beyond measure. Of course, and they start looking at you funny. Praise God. Hey, they wanted something, but they didn't want all that. Amen. But every now and then, praise God. You know what's amazing to me? Sometimes you'll get somebody you do that to, and boy, you, next thing you know, you're having you a hallelujah spell right there at the supermarket, right there in the aisle, right there at the self-check. Glory, hallelujah, just praising and giving God glory. You might as well, because you already haven't done the store's job for them. You might as well just praise God because you're able to do it. Amen. Tell you, getting so sorry, no account. Amen. They won't take your money, but they won't even take your money. Beats all I ever say. Old fellow told me this week, he said, preacher, I don't go down there at Walmart anymore. I went down there about a year ago and said, they didn't have nobody take my money, so I left. He said, I left stuff sitting there and I went to the house. He said, that's over a year ago. So I ain't been back, so I ain't going to be back because I ain't using that old self thing. Amen. He said, I need to hire somebody to take my money. He said, if they don't want it, I'll give it to somebody else. And I'm going to say there's a whole lot of people there who won't take what you got, praise God. If you got a Holy Ghost, if you're loaded up and overflowing, Lord, they want to get some of that. Amen. But they don't want this old stuff that's sorry and no care. But the Lord said there's a condition of deception that's coming. Deception is rampant in this world. He said in the last days that we live, he said there'd be a spirit of deception. Look at verse 12. He said, because iniquity shall abound, love of many shall wax cold. He said there'll be a coldness. That's what a spirit of deception is. It's a cold spirit. Amen. It's a foul spirit. Amen. And that's not, we know that that's not of the Lord. That comes from the devil. We can search our souls today and figure out where we live when we realize and recognize the spirit in our hearts. Amen. Every one of us, now I'm just going to slow down right here, man. Now I want you to get this. Every one of us knows the spirit of your heart. Know whether it's a sweet spirit from God or a devilish spirit from the other one. Amen. Amen. We know that. But he said in the last days there's going to be a spirit of iniquity, a spirit of sinfulness in this world. And iniquity, said, it shall abound. And that iniquity is nothing but lawless defection. It's just turning our back on God and going our own pernicious way. And he said in the last days, can you see it all around us? We better open our eyes. We better look. We better be willing. So we're not in blindness. God's given us in the volume of the book, praise God, everything that we need to know. That we have a soon coming Savior. This thing's playing out. It's winding up. But he said there'll be a spirit of deception in the last days. Iniquity will wax cold. He said the love of many shall wax cold. Have you ever seen such cold-hearted people in your life? We're living a day of cold heart. They showed on the news this morning. It was four youths. The youngest one was 11. And they took this 70-year-old Asian woman, drug her out of her apartment and beat her down and robbed her. And as they was fleeing, the oldest one kicked her in the head. That's coldness. Amen. That's bitterness. That's hatred. That's iniquity. The only way you can do that is have that ingrained in you from the devil of hell. Amen. And we're seeing it today, praise God. But God Almighty said we need to pay attention because deception. We're thinking, hoping that everybody around us is okay, that everybody's saved like we are. But we need to know that we know for sure that they've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and He's living in their hearts. Amen. Bible says we should be, Brother Bill, fruit inspectors. Amen. We don't condemn nobody, but praise God, we ought to be fruit inspectors. We ought to be checking them out to see where they are. Because we're living in a day and era, everybody claims to be something, but a whole lot of people ain't. Jesus said this. He said the last day, said it'd be like it was in the days of Noah. Amen. If you look in Matthew 24, verse 37, the Lord says this, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, when the Son of Man comes, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. He said, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, they're going to be looking, but they're not going to be looking to see. And said, the flood's going to come and take them away. Amen. It's going to be, I believe the Bible said next time the Lord takes care of this mess, it's going to be with fire. Amen. He said he's going to burn it with fire, praise God. He's going to be a consuming fire. God's going to take care of this place with fire because of iniquity in the world. Look back at Genesis chapter number 6. You see how it was back then, as it was in the days of Noah. The Bible said Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. He said, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination and thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. Amen. There was no let up to it. Kind of like today. Amen. He said, and it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth and it grieved Him at His heart. Wonder what America today is doing to the Lord. Wonder how He feels today about a whole lot of these shenanigans that's going on, especially in these big cities. Somebody needs to tell them that there's a Savior. Somebody needs to tell somebody. They had a black lady on there the other day and she was talking about it. And they said, how are we going to get back in the project? How are we going to take care of all this stuff that's going on? And with tears running down her face, she said, it's going to take the Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, I about had me a spell. She said, it's going to take the Lord Jesus moving into these projects and moving into these communities. It's going to take the Lord Jesus Christ to make that difference. I said, glory, hallelujah, praise God. Now we're on the right page. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of air, for it repenteth me that I made them. But Noah found faith, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he gives the generations of it. Said, no, but Noah walked with God. Verse number 11 says, and the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Hello. Knocking on the door of being there, ain't we? If we haven't already superseded the violence of the violence and the wickedness before the flood. Said, God looked upon the earth and beheld it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. We're going back to that old 60s thing, which if whatever feels good, just do it. Don't worry about what people say. Better worry about what God says. Better worry about what God thinks. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that makes a difference. Praise God. It had corrupted His way, God's way. And God said, no, the end of all flesh has come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Amen. He said, you better get to working, buddy. I'm going to save you. He said, he built him an ark, a gopher pitcher within out, to talk with atonement and stuff. And he delivered faithful Noah, praise God, by grace of God. He delivered him out of that. But he said, as it was the days of Noah. You know, what was the matter with Noah's day? They was wicked and violent, and they forgot to remember God. Youngins, we better not forget to remember God. We better put God first and foremost in our thinking so that God can bless us and help us. See, what was messed up in that day was the character of the people. Amen. We've got a day and an hour that the character of people all around us is messed up. God's going to melt this thing one day with a consuming fire. He's getting it ready. Amen. I was looking the other day, I was telling somebody, we was riding down the road, and everywhere you go, you see all these properties and lands and farm, used to be good farm. They're growing up with kudzu. And the ones that aren't growed up with kudzu are growed up with that, what's that grass that grows in all these fields when you don't fertilize them, take care of them? Broom sage. That's it. So you're seeing them all grow up in brooms. Guess what? In the wintertime, when that thing wilts down, it dies down, the kudzu dies down, it just becomes kindling. And it's everywhere. And one of these days, God said, I'm going to have enough. I've had enough. And He'll ignite that stuff with a spark. And this whole place, everywhere you look, will be on fire. And there ain't enough firemen around, praise God, to put it out when God lights it. Yeah, you're saying it's just like if God gave us common sense, we'd see that God set this thing up so He can deal with the wickedness. He said, in the last day, there'd be no peace. There'd be no tranquility. Everybody's looking for, they're hollering, peace, peace. And He said, there'll be no peace. The Bible says in Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7. Look what He says in verse 6 and 7. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. He said, as this thing begins to escalate, He said, they're hollering for peace. They're wanting peace. They want tranquility. But He said, there'd be wars and rumors. They're saber rattling all over the world today. Our illustrious speaker of the house decides she's going to go to Taiwan. And now she's got that all stirred up and they're doing military maneuvers. China is around Taiwan. We're seeing Iran is Tehran is sending missiles. They're the ones in charge of it. They're sending missiles into Israel even as we speak today. In the last 2 days, they've been over 400 missiles. That's winning that little nation of Israel. And thank God for that Iron Dome that we helped them with. At Iron Dome, it's been shooting most of them down, but they're trying their best. Nation against nation are rising up. God said it'd be like this in the last day. He said, all the people of the world. He tell them that they, he said, listen, they'll come against you. They won't like you. He said, troubles will rise up. He tells us in 24 and verse number 9, he says this, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Now remember Matthew's talking to the Jew. He's telling what's going to take place. He said, you better be prepared. You better be listening. He said, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He said, this is what's going to happen in the last day. Verse number 19, he said, woe unto them that are with children and them that get suck. In those days, he said, it's going to be get so bad. Praise God, it's going to get so rough that if you're a woman with child, it's going to be sad for you. Amen. We ain't seen nothing yet, youngins. He said it's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Peace and tranquility is going to be taken away. And when peace and tranquility, when there's wars and rumors, what happens after that? Pestilence and famines. They come. They're saying right now, now listen to me, I'm not trying to scare you down. I just want you to wake up. I just want us to wake up. I want us to know where we stand. That this year we're going to be okay. But that next year, when the crops start coming in, the ones that we're expecting from this year to be there next year are not going to be there. A whole lot of them have been destroyed. Do you realize that some of those nations that's being bombed to pieces today are the ones that's the producers of our majority of our grains? Do you realize that China is buying up some of our great big farms in the Midwest and they're not planting grains and things in them? They're setting them up to where they can make money. They want to make sneakers that they stole the patents off of. They want to make things that they've stole from us over here in the United States, and they're taking our farms and are, instead of farming, praise God, they're trying to make something that'll make them richer so that they can be a bigger superpower. But I want to say one thing tonight. Today there's a God of heaven who is the superpower. And He's in charge and control, and we just need to trust in Him today. Praise God, because when the conditions are right, God Almighty's going to step out with a trump and a shout. He said, hey, listen, these are the beginning of sorrows. These is what's going to happen. There'll be time of trouble and sorrow, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's in charge of that and control of that. That's the head of all of that. He knows what we're up against. He's bigger than our problems. Amen. Praise His holy name. So there'll be a time of tribulation, a time of trouble. Amen. A great tribulation of those days He speaks about. He said there'd be great phenomena taking place around the world. Amen. He says over in verse number 29. He said, immediately after tribulation, those days shall the sun be dark and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He said, well, preacher, that's just old Bible stuff. Give you a piece of information. Scientists tell us that this week, I think it was day before yesterday, they're doing their research and they're saying, all of a sudden, the earth has sped up its rotation. Did you hear what I said? Scientists have said that the earth has increased their speed of her rotation. They said if it increases any more, then all of our GPSs will be void. You won't be able to take your phone and find nowhere. You can't do that anyway. Them things lie like dog. You can get a drop and they say, God, here's your destination. You get there and you're on top of a mountain somewhere. And it's it. And your destination, they've got a little red thing over here on top, on the other side of the mountain. And then you got to try to figure out how to get there. I'm glad God Almighty's got good GPS. Amen. This blessed old book, praise God, it tells you where to go and how to get there. And I thank God for that. But He said, if it continues on, that our GPSs will have, that the whole system will have to be reprogrammed. Because the earth is spinning up, is speeding up its rotation. Amen. Maybe God just speeding this thing up, hurrying it up a little bit. They talk about this global warming. There's going to be global warming. You might as well count that in. There ain't a thing in the world that me and you can do. And I know we're supposed to be good stewards of the land. I understand that. Amen. If you got trash, you ought to throw it in the trash, in the dump where it belongs. Amen. So they can handle it in the proper way. I understand that. I ain't got a problem with that. I even recycle. Amen. I do. I put the bottles in the paper and the trash and in the recycling thing. And I put the trash in the trash dispenser. Amen. I haul it down the road and I put it in separate cans. Governor, ain't you proud of me? Amen. I do that. Amen. Glory. Proud to be a good steward of the land. But God said, hey, listen, I'm in control of this. He said, as long as I am, said, there'll be spring, summer, winter, and fall, praise God, and there's no man can change that. You said, preacher, it ain't going to be like that always. God said it would be. I believe I'll take God's word for it, won't you? I believe I'll just believe God. But he said, listen, he said, these are the things that's going to happen today. He said, it's a sign so that they can see that there's a soon coming Savior. He's getting ready to step out with a shout and a trump and a come up hither. A glory, hallelujah, and I'm expecting till He comes. And I'm looking for Him. A great phenomenon is going to take place. They said that the reason that we're having these real hot spots, real hot spells, is because of solar flares from the sun. You know, we get our heat from the sun. Amen? And he said they solar flares, which is causing us to have these extra hot days. But they said there's a phase coming with the flares that are less, so that we'll have days of cooling instead of heating. And see, that's weeks or months ahead of itself. Those solar flares that were months ago is what we're seeing now. In these places where it's super hot, it takes it a little while to get glory, hallelujah. Amen. To get from there to here, glory. That's just God Almighty. He keeps it on a path. He keeps it in direction. He keeps... Oh, I'm glad God don't lose His focus. Amen. Praise God. As a 63 model, praise Lord, it don't take much to sidetrack my focus. If I was God, amen, I pray that He'd be burned up one day and hot the next, or cold the next. But I'm glad God Almighty's got a focus. He knows where we're at, knows what we need. He's taking care of business all over the world all at the same time. And while He's still taking care of you and me, praise God. And He said there's coming a time when the conditions are right. That Lord God Almighty, He said, going to just pluck us up and just love on us. Praise God. It's going to be the best day of your life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't say there's no uncertainty about it. The Lord said, praise God, when you see these things begin to come to pass. Amen. All these, He said, they're the beginning of sorrows. But He said, when you see all these things begin to come to pass, look over at Luke. Luke chapter 21. He said, there shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth, the distress of nations, and with perplexity, people wondering about solution, trying to find an answer, and the season and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God. He said, when you see what we're seeing today, Brother Jeff, when you see things happening, praise God, transpiring out His way that we're seeing them today right now, He said, we need to be getting excited, and we need to be getting geared up, and we need to be getting a hold of loved ones by the hand and say, come on, go with me. And when they look at you real stupid like, where are you going? I say, I'm going to glory. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to go meet Jesus. And I want you to go with me. I don't want you to be left behind. Please receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you and He died for you. Would you be saved today? Amen. Praise God. Time to get them by the hand. When the conditions are right, when's the conditions ever going to be more right than they are right now? The conditions of salvation, the conditions of reaching out to loved ones, we see these things begin to come to pass. And He said we need to look up and lift up our heads. Amen. Quit going around like this. Oh me. Oh my. Oh my. Oh me. And look up and say, oh me. Oh my. Amen. It's amazing how much difference that makes. How much it make, praise God, whether you're looking down or you're looking up. It just seems to me, brother, you can't praise God. You can't look up without praising God. You can't look up. I didn't know this till Mia was little. But they say when a little kid gets choked, you want to have them raise their arms up high as they can. And said it helps them to get unchoked. That works for old people too. Brother Bill, when you get choked on your cornbread... just throw your arms up. You know what you do? I got to think about it. Glory, hallelujah. You just surrender to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Here I am. I need some help. And the God of heaven just reaches down and just plucks that up, plucks you up. God loves you up. Glory, hallelujah. Gives you that Heimlich maneuver. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. And the next thing you know, you're running well. Amen. Praise God. I feel sorry for Opie. Sometimes they get to where they can't eat right and they get choked on their cornbread. Amen. I'd say, pray God, put some molasses in it or something so I can get that down. I need my cornbread. Remember that. I make a note of that. Amen. Put some of that apple butter on it. Boy, apple butter on cornbread, a little butter. My goodness. Amen. It's lunchtime. Praise God. But God said, listen, He said, there's a time of coming. When the conditions are right, the Lord Jesus said, praise God, just be ready and looking up. Amen. Listen, it's time to take our eyes off the ground. It's time to take our eyes off ourselves. And it's time to put our eyes on the Lord. It's time to look into the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God, because this thing ain't getting no prettier. It ain't getting no better. Days of wickedness, days of violence is all around us. But glory to God, He said, if we'll just look up, because we know our redemption, our Redeemer liveth, and that we know that our redemption is nigh. You know what redemption is? That's the taking up of that precious prized possession. That's redeeming. There's a day of redeeming coming when Jesus comes to get those that belong to Him. And I'm glad I'm His today, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad I'm His and I'm glad He's mine. Praise God. I'll claim Him all the way till I get to the house. Just praising Him, giving glory. The conditions are right. When they're right to get in, you need to get in. I want to say today the conditions are right now. If you've never been saved, you've never been born again, they's coming today in just a little while that the Lord Jesus, He's coming back. He's coming back with glory. He's coming back with majesty. He's coming back with power. And we need to be ready to go when He comes. Amen. We need to be loaded up. We need to be geared up. We need to be expecting Him. Amen. We need to be listening to Him. Because He's speaking to us. He's speaking to people all over the world. There's people being saved in China. There's people being saved in Russia. There's people being saved in Israel. Amen. There's people being saved in Canada. Little Ricky and Miss Joy's up there just working like Trojans, trying to get the gospel out. And they can't do it. They can't do it a lot of ways that me and you would. But praise God, with the help of the Lord, they're improvising. They're seeing souls saved. Amen. They're using the hospitals and the nurses. They're getting them in little cottage prayer meetings and getting people saved. And then them nurses and them caregivers is going back into these hospitals and these nursing homes, and they're passing out the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ like it's candy. And them people that need it the most, praise God, are receiving it. They're getting it, and folks have been saying, when the conditions are right. I want to say the conditions have never been as right as they are right now to see people saved. We can't put our hope in the government. We can't put our hope in people. I mean, we need our hope in the Lord. The Lord's the only one that can bring us through and deliver us safe one day unto Himself. The Lord's coming. Amen. The Lord was telling them here, He said, the only way that you'll ever see the millennia, you ever see that blessed time of hope that God promised to them, a promise to the Jew, He says, when I come back to rule and reign. And He said, when you see these things, He said, then just look up. He said, because it's coming time. Amen. The Bible says, and it says that Daniel says a 70 weeks, and said 69 weeks of those have been fulfilled up to the coming of the Lord. When the Lord was cut off was the end of that 69th week, but He said there's an extra week. And see, the prophets of old, they couldn't see they just seen from mountaintop to mountaintop, and they couldn't see the valley where the church is. They didn't realize the church of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They missed that. I think it would have helped Israel if they could have realized the church, but they didn't. They are. They're getting in. But the Lord said they's coming that 70th week. That's what He's talking about here in Matthew 24. He's talking about that 70th week that's coming. He said it's a time when God Almighty is going to come in. He's going to be reconciled unto His people. Brother Charles was talking about it. They've not been cut off. Amen. We've just been grafted in. Amen. The Gentile, thank God for that. That we can make them jealous. We'll be making people jealous. Hello? Are you making anybody jealous today? With what, preacher? Well, no, not with your prestige or how many cars you got or how many car garage you got, but the Lord Jesus Christ that's living in your heart. And you're just so excited and so happy in the Lord, praise God, that people can see it and they get jealous. And they say, boy, I wish I had what they got. So some woman going to her husband and said, boy, our neighbors over there, boy, they sure love the Lord. They still have Him a time. I wish I had what they got. And let me tell you, friend, they're wanting it. And if we'll be that light to them, they'll see Christ in us. When the conditions are right, and they're right now, for folks to be saved. But it's time for us. We've got to stand up. And we've got to ask God to help us. We've got to move forward so that they can see Christ moving us. And they can just fall in with us, praise God, and continue to march on. The Lord said there'll always be people that'll be following the Lord. He'll always have a remnant. I'm glad to be part of that remnant, ain't you? That's serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Stand with me this morning. Hope we've said something to encourage your heart. Appreciate the Lord and His goodness. He's speaking to your heart, and He said there's a soon coming Savior. And we need to be mindful of that, realizing that He's coming in just a little bit. Say, preacher, I heard that all my life. Well, you better believe it. He's coming. Lord Jesus is coming. And He's coming for those that are His. Plucking them out one flower at a time for His bouquet. There's coming a day, praise God, when He's going to fill it up to the full.